Tonight we are celebrating, observing. I would not say we're celebrating this day, but the disappearance day of Vaishnava Maharaj, who is known also as Shutashrava Prabhu, is more friendlier, and many of us remember him in this unique way. And for some of us, he was a very great friend, as well as spiritual senior Vaishnava, and a great source of inspiration, and unique, I can say, in personality. But for Srila Gurudev, he was a very dear associate, someone who was very dear to Srila Govinda Maharaj. Shudashava, Vaishnava Maharaj, he could not very closely connect with Prabhupada, although he was a Prabhupada disciple. And he didn't have fortune to be very close with Srila Sridhar Maharaj because he joined on a later part. But understanding the greatness of necessity of being connected with a great spiritual personality, such as Srila Govinda Maharaj, he full-heartedly connected with Srila Govinda Maharaj and offered himself fully to his divine service and become part of his divine entourage. So as we can understand that act of self-sacrifice is very beautiful and made him very beautiful. And Gurudev infinitely respond to him with his unconditional mercy, sweetness, and of course, jokes and chastisement. See, when comes love, there's got to be some kind of bitter taste has to come, because without real intimacy, you cannot say that it's love. Intimate relationship means there is also quarrel, there is also debate, there is also difference of characters, and that's how those who are loving each other, they're treating each other. So with Vaishnava Maharaj, we can say it was a perfect example of having such a special character where at one point he can give you his last short, and next point he won't talk to you to 6 months. And we can find similarity in Mahaprabhu associates like Jagannanda Pandit. When Jagannanda Pandit would come to Mahaprabhu, he would carry a big chunk of oil, very precious oil for massage. But Mahaprabhu say, well, you know, bring this to Jagannath, I'm sannyasi, why I have to take oil massage? But Jagannanda, he's like broken in front of Mahaprabhu. Oh, what are you talking about? Nonsense, we take it to Jagannath. Mm-hmm. You know, he's broken this pot of oil, and this precious oil is going, and he stopped speaking to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu, no, his identity is one of the wives of Dwaraka, and that was Satyabhama. And Satyabhama is very, very determined lady. She's like, she's not going to let it go. So Mahaprabhu enjoyed this anger, but then what he would do is he would say, okay, tell Jagannanda that he can cook for me. So Jagannanda would, you know, very focused, not speaking to Mahaprabhu, coming to the kitchen, start cooking. And when Mahaprabhu tasting this prasad, he said, so much rasa, so much anger, this anger is so sweet. So sweet anger in this preparation. It's always like it says in Chaitamrita, when gopis are cursing Krishna, that's as much as their pleasure for him as like thousands of sages praising Krishna. He doesn't feel any pleasure. He thinks, oh, it's okay, it's good for them, actually. They finally realize who I am, you know, good for you. But when gopis, they're chastising Krishna and chastising with very brutal words, then Krishna feels some rasa. He feels, oh, this is very sweet. She called me like, how is she calling me? So that's where the divine mellow comes, and that's why Vaishnava Maharaj, sometimes we just have to experience it over, like, stream of mellow sometimes. You know, sometimes he would take you to coffee shop. He would drive you. You know, he would like, he would be a desperate man, desperado. He would, you know, buy for his last money car, take you to his house, take you to his wife. She would make veggie burgers. And I think I want to write some, maybe tomorrow, some letters and send her some pictures, because she's a very beautiful devotee. And she took part of personal Gurudev service, the very last days of Gurudev, earthly pastimes. And he was also there. And lately, they were separate, but that was divine will. Sometimes destiny will bring us together, sometimes destiny will separate us. So we can't say Vaishnava life is something less than Leela. Leela means, you know, pastime. Pastime, that pastime, sometimes very sweet, and sometimes very bitter. And the what has been actually expressed in Charitamrita, in the depth of Charitamrita, is separation, viraha. And that separation is the highest form of separation, comes from Vaishnava, separation from Vaishnava. It's not coming as separation from Krishna, because nobody really knows what who Krishna is. But presence of Vaishnava, because Krishna exists within the heart of Vaishnava, so therefore, separation of Vaishnava, it's topmost separation. It is stated by Ramananda Rai, mentioned many times by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. It's actually a key principle idea of our math. And it's been very sweetly described by Srila Gurudev. So this union and separation, it is Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Samadhi Mandir, where he actually, as a Swarup Damodara or Govinda, he nourished Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu relishing Radharani pastimes. And that mood, which is given by Guru Maharaj, is fully adapted by Srila Gurudev, a little different style. But we can also say that by grace of Gurudev and his good heart, Vaishnava Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he had taste some real Krishna consciousness. We do not know how deep it was, because we cannot measure depth of Vaishnava's heart, but we can say definitely he was a fortunate soul. In his earthly life, he tasted some deep taste for slokas. He had some taste for slokas. He had exchanged with Srila Gurudev with some divine things. Now, they weren't only speaking about, you know, movies and football and things. He was speaking with Srila Gurudev, very deep ontological things, sometimes ask very deep questions. He would publish quite deep things. He had some internal ability to publish things, to realize things. And of course, he was very, very sweet and affectionate to especially new devotees like myself. He chastised me many times. It took me 6 months that he would start speaking to me, actually. И я хочу сказать, что прежде чем Шутышава заговорил со мной, прошло 6 месяцев или несколько лет. Потому что он присматривался, потом Гурудев ему сказал, и он стал дружить. И actually he blessed me at the very first day. So when he came, and you know, he had like a very long seat, like he always had the haircut like I may seen the mustache and looking very much like Gunda. But so I said, and it was like him and some other devotees. So I said, so now that Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj's mission here, so we can have like a really quantity of people who can join this mission. And he told me, quantity? We were talking about quality. And he's like, really whip my ass, like very brutally and like humiliate me. And like, you know, who are you? Are you talking about quantity? We're here not for quantity, we're here for quality. That was a little too much for the new guy who knew nothing. But I took it, you know, as a mercy. So he whipped my ass, and that was first interaction with him, as I remember. But as you can see, without whipping somebody or, you know, doing something, you won't remember. When did I meet first time? This person totally humiliated me. He slapped me, you know, he threw me out of the gutter. And that's how sweet you start remembering. And then you understand what he said was truth. It wasn't like humiliation of myself. It was just a deep idea where he really talked about this stuff. So And of course, one time I remember he like, I said, well, give me your watch. And he like took off watch from his arm and just give it to me. And then I remember one thing I really, really acted very badly. I came here and he told me, Avadimarsh, I want to buy your iPhone. I said, come on, you want to buy my iPhone? I don't sell my iPhone, but I just should have given it to him. He had no money. He later got, well, it's okay. It was like he got in America, but he was going to America and Russia at that time. He couldn't buy an iPhone. And I was just like so jealous. I should have just immediately given him my iPhone. But it was all my database, all the letters, everything. So that's like, I missed my opportunity to serve him. But, you know, many times we took him to Russia, and many times we took him to preaching field, many times we took him to Vaishnava festival. And, you know, he was very happy with that service, which came by Srila Gurudev grace, and he had some, you know, intimate association with devotees. And of course, you know, he was very friendly, a good friend of Paramananda Prabhu. He will tell the whole story of Srila Shrava and Sati Sundara. It's another story, and I'm sure Bhakti Lalita can tell numerous stories from SoCal. And, you know, maybe out of other devotees, like Yadu Krishna had a little relationship with him, and Amya Sindhu. All others maybe have seen him, but unfortunately he wouldn't take so much care of his physical self. If he would start treating earlier, he would be with us now. But what I understood, actually, what I understood is my realizations. I'm just sharing with you, and I've not told this before, but I think he did not want to leave, actually, after Gurudev's departure. That wasn't his plan. He knew he has like liver disease and cancer, but he wasn't struggle for life. Of course, he'd been going to doctors and take medical things, but he actually, you know, had very deep lament and connect with, see, with Prabhupada, he never had this such a deep relationship, or with any other Vaishnavas. He had very deep relations with Srila Gurudev, and he was like, he definitely had very high level of Guru Bhakti and appreciation and understanding. And Gurudev had like connect with him. Although Gurudev sometimes chastised him, but it's not, it's an external level. So he actually did not want to stay for so long. So I felt very sorry I could not meet him, but I spoke to him on Skype from Thailand just a few days before he departed. And, you know, it was okay. It was like, he was very silent. His voice was very weak, like weak voice. He couldn't speak very, he said, oh, okay, you know, if I'm alive, I'll come to Russia or Thailand, because we want to invite him to Russia. And the doctor told me, if you travel, you may die in a plane. So he canceled. I think I finished, I'm done.
And there are so many occasions that we hear from Srila Gurudev praises of Vaishnava Rashida Srava Prabhu. I was very fortunate to be his friend. And I was even more fortunate to witness so many encounters between him and Srila Gurudev, and what Srila Gurudev would say about him. And sometimes they would discuss different things. Also, when Shripad Vaishnavaraj spent the most intimate hours with Srila Gurudev, when Srila Gurudev was awake, when was that? Usually 4 a.m. He was there all the time, and at that time Srila Gurudev would relish the most intimate, most deep shlokas, and they would have this exchange of different shlokas, and Vaishnavaraj would have opportunity to listen from Srila Gurudev or ask questions. And Gurudev was in a good mood, he would reply, or otherwise he would just listen and absorb all those things. And one day I asked him, Maharaj, why don't you write it down for someone? I mean, whatever you heard from Srila Gurudev, I mean, all those months you spent with him, especially in the later years, spent a lot of time with Srila Gurudev. Like Sadhya Sundara Prabhu said, Srila Gurudev always wanted him to be there. Like on several occasions, he mentioned that. One time he said, "Prabhu, if you stay with me, then I will feel safe and very happy. But if you're not staying here, then I'm always unhappy." Then he said he will do it, and then he didn't. One time I asked him, "Maharaj, I know you have no desire to leave. After Srila Gurudev left, I can see you have no desire to continue to maintain your life. You just go on with the flow somehow." And then he answered to me, "Yes." And he said, one thing happened when Srila Gurudev left. So it's an intimate detail, but Vaishnava Maharaj told me about it, that moment. I was very curious about his sannyas as well, because he was always very independent-minded. He never wanted to be in some kind of institution, confined to a certain ashram or do things. So I asked Maharaj, before you would never consider taking sannyas, so what happened to you? It was not so far from the time when Srila Gurudev left. Then he said that one thing happened to me, and Srila Gurudev appeared to me after his disappearance. And then he said, he just called me, he said, "Shudashrava Prabhu, Prabhu, come to me. Come to me." And then that was one night. And then he said, I woke up and I thought, oh, maybe it's a dream, it's a nice dream about Srila Gurudev. And then the next night, the same thing happened. And that was going on for 5 nights continuously. Gurudev would come and call him, "Please come to me, please come to me." So he said, at that point I understood what was happening. And also, he didn't say that, we can see that he had this deepest attachment, devotion to Srila Gurudev. He didn't want it to continue, he wanted to join Srila Gurudev. Then he decided to take sannyas, even though he was completely, most of his time he spent with Srila Guru, therefore he was engaged in preaching, he was going to Russia a lot. Otherwise he would stay with Srila Gurudev and sometime would come to see family and attend to his grihastha duties, with 8 children. And then he said that, "I always remember what Srila Bhakti Sharanga Goswami Maharaj said when he said this famous phrase, 'I would like to die in harness.'" And Srila Vaishnava Maharaj said, "This is something that I would always be inspired by, and this is something I would like to live by." So all his last years after he took sannyas, he spent preaching continuously, even though he was in a very heavy pain, terrible pain actually. I was fortunate to spend several months with him traveling. He was actually the first sannyasi of our mat to visit China and Japan, and he did beautiful programs over there, both places, and he was planning on doing so again. And that day, I remember, he sent me email saying that, "Prabhu, I'm very inspired to come to Asia again and would like to go to China, would like to visit Chiang Mai and see all the beautiful devotees here, and then we will end in Japan, and then I will come back to America." That letter I received in the morning, and then 4 hours later, Vadhut Maharaj called me. I remember that moment. I was almost walking out of the door. Then I see Avadhut Maharaj running to me, and I saw his face, and I understood that something very sad just happened. So I went upstairs, and Goswami Maharaj was there, and then he gave me this news that he just disappeared. It was very sudden. Like in the morning, I'm receiving one mail saying that Maharaj will come and do the tour, and then a few hours later, he's left. But that was his nature, very whimsical. He was known to change his mind very quickly. And one time Srila Gurudev asked him, Srila Gurudev was here in Thailand, and he asked him, "Prabhu, can you please go to preach in Japan? Paramananda will arrange some preaching facilities for you, and you go to preach." And we arranged everything. And then just the same day that Srila Gurudev was leaving, and I was very happy that after that, like 2 days later, we're going to Japan, have a nice preaching tour with Shudashrava Prabhu. Then he told me right there at the airport, I changed my mind. And I'm like, geez. I went to Gurudev immediately and I complained right away. I said, "Gurudev, what's going on?" I mean, he promised to me, you ask him to do that, and he's not doing it. Gurudev just smiled at me and said, "Prabhu, he's Pagal. just forget about it." So he was like that, he was changing very often. Affectionately, he said, so I have to say. Some other things we can conceive a little bit, but Shudashrava Prabhu, the way he lived his life the way he did things, that was absolutely inconceivable. One thing was conceivable, that he's absolutely devoted and loyal to Srila Gurudev. And Srila Gurudev loved him so much. And he was also very fatherly to Srila Prabhu. For example, he would always prohibit him riding the motorcycles. And one time he, even though Gurudev would always say the same thing, when Gurudev arrived here in 2009, on the third day, and Srila Prabhu would always drive Gurudev, that was his very special service. So on the third day he rented a bike, and on the first day of his renting a bike, he broke his collarbone. He fell and then he broke his bone. So he's handicapped, he was like... Mm-hmm. 3 days later he showed up at Gurudev's door and say, "Where is the car key?" I said, "What?" "Yeah, I would like to drive Gurudev, so it's my service, I'm here for the service." He said, "Maharaj, over my dead body." Not gonna happen. Make a long story short, I didn't allow him to drive the car, even though it was not in my capacity to do so. But out of revenge, he took a motorcycle, and when we were in the car with Srila Gurudev going to somewhere, he was in the front of our car, riding the motorcycle with one hand. And when Srila Gurudev saw him passing by in our car, his eyes went round. I could see that. Because I wanted to see Gurudev's expression. So I'm driving and I'm looking at Gurudev. He said, "Shuta Shrava?" I said, "Yes, Gurudev." "Bah! He is a real Gunda." And then he added, I asked him, "Gurudev, but you told him not to ride the motorcycle." He goes, "Yes, I did. Many times I did. But he never listened. If he doesn't listen to me, then who can do it?"
The first time when Gurudev, several years before, because Shuta Shava was not very young man, it doesn't mean he don't know how to drive bike. He'll drive bike since maybe 12 or 14. So several years before, Gurudev asked him to not buy a new bike. He say, he mentioned to Gurudev he want to back to California and get new bike. And Gurudev tell him, "No, don't buy bike." So lately, Srila Shrila Prabhu call me or email me somehow. And he says, "Well, I just got new bike, BM. And I say, "Well, how? Gurudev, don't say something that you cannot." He says, "No, don't worry. I must my wife to buy the bike."
And just to finish the bike Leela of Srila Shrila Prabhu. When he was receiving sannyas from Ashram Maharaj, Pada Ashram Maharaj, and Janardhan Maharaj was performing the fire sacrifice over there. Janardhan Maharaj, I'm not sure if it was seriously asked or he was half joking about it. He asked, "Now, you cannot ride the bike." And then Srila Shrila Prabhu told me, I said, "I almost left the fire sacrifice." I said, "This is one condition I'm taking sannyas on. I will ride the bike and I will take sannyas. If you disagree, then we will just finish it." It was right there. So after that, he was riding the bike. There's one more thing we have to mention. Like Babadul Maharaj mentioned before, that Srila Shrila Prabhu, he was a very learned person. He studied shlokas, he studied Bengali. And at some point, he took this special service from Srila Gurudev and edited and published Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali. Remember that? And it was so well done that I remember that moment. I came very early to Gurudev's veranda. He was in Navadvip. And Gurudev was reading, he was just flipping the pages of this book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali, edited and published by Srila Shrila Prabhu. And then he looked at me, he said, "This is inconceivable. I cannot conceive how he can accomplish this." So we're very fortunate today. Both days, appearance of the Vaishnava and disappearance of the Vaishnava are very important, but disappearance of the Vaishnava even more so, because we can celebrate the life of achievements. The service, we can talk about the service that Vaishnava did. All these stories that were connected to him that happened through his life dedicated to devotion in Krishna consciousness.
He talked like this in his last lectures here in Chiang Mai. He appearance and disappearance of Vaishnava are both beneficial.
Mm.
That was his.
So you were fortunate. So I would like to stop here. So Shripad Vaishnava Maharaj Bhakti Charan Vaishnava Maharaj Ki.
So I'll just say a few words now. It's late and we've heard so much from Srila Avadhut Maharaj and Satyasundar Prabhu and Paramananda Prabhu. And this morning I also said a few of his outstanding glories in the morning class. But some of these stories are very significant, and I can tell one of them. I was living with Srila Gurudev in Calcutta, and Shudashrava Prabhu would come and visit. And maybe it was about 1998 through 2000, he would come, and when he would come, he wanted to go door to door preaching and collecting with me, distributing books. And I asked Gurudev, do I really have to go with him? Gurudev said, yes, you go with him. It'll be good. And we had the best and the worst of experiences ever. He'd carry the book bag and we'd go door to door, office to office, ringing doorbells. And he would not accept no for an answer. And sometimes we'd go into a big fancy office building and go to the receptionist. And first we would try very nicely, please, can we speak to everyone here, distribute our books, meet the boss? And sometimes the reception would say, no, you cannot, there's a meeting going on. And he would push her aside and we'd walk into the office. We'd interrupt the meeting and distribute our books. And sometimes, you know, Bengal is full. Gurudev would say, hard nuts to crack. And he wanted to crack everybody. And sometimes we'd meet, you know, the godly and the ungodly, both are existing everywhere, including Calcutta. And sometimes we'd meet very auspicious people and we would sit and talk about scripture and slokas, and Bengalis can be full of Vaishnav songs and literature and verses, and Shudashrava at that time would really relish in their association. Other times we'd meet the ungodly people and have life-threatening experiences. Shudashrava would start threatening to kill the people, and we would be chased out of the buildings. The police would come. And every day we'd come home and give Gurudev our collection. Gurudev would accept all of our collection and would give us so much encouragement and blessings and mercy. So Shudashrava Prabhu Vaishnava Maharaj used to always tell me throughout the rest of the years how those were the best days of his life, how he loved going door to door collecting and preaching, and we have to do it again. And I used to think, maybe, maybe not. I'm lucky to be alive after that.
You had a good bodyguard.
I needed a bodyguard, actually, in that service.
Vrindavan Das Thakur, when he said, those who have no devotion for Nityananda and Gauranga, I will kick them in the head.
Yes.
That kind of behavior.
That type of mood he had.
So to attract attention of the Lord, and so that the Lord can shower his mercy on the fallen soul.
So now I look back and I relish and cherish all those good and bad times, those happy moments and scary moments. I relish them all now. And we're missing him very much. It's a loss for us that he left this world, and he's made so many contributions, and we're ever appreciating him. Jai Shripad Bhakti Charan Vaishnav Maharaj Ki Jai. All the assembled devotees Ki Jai.